Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron, here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. This is opportunity weekend for several Mountain West teams that we're looking at. And again, we have an interesting matchup, though, in the Mountain West tomorrow night. And I love it when we get good games that I'm interested in on Friday night. Air Force and Utah State. Jesse Kurtz, lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, joining us now. Jesse, my friend, a lot to talk about today. Sunglasses, Mountain West, football, all that, man. It's always great.
My man, it's a slow news day in college football in the state of Colorado. Nothing to talk about.
Good
night.
I just, like, the sunglasses, it was the lead story today on ESPN. I went and saw it. It was the top story today. Jay Norvell says something about sunglasses toward primetime.
Yeah. Okay, so I come at this from multiple angles. My first thought was, don't poke the bear. Just like everyone, like, oh boy, like they manufacture the motivation there, and they've done a heck of a job with it in back-to-back weeks. They found that one thing to cling on, and here we are. Could have played the shucks. We're happy to be there and have you guys ready. However, I will say this: I do appreciate that Jay Norvell, he believes in his guys. And if he didn't believe in his guys, he probably wouldn't say something like that. But you know what? What better message to send to your guys? Say, hey, I believe we can do this. I don't care what they think. I don't care what they think they need to manufacture motivation. I believe that we can go to Boulder and win. So let's strap it up and let's go out there on the field and show them what we got. So I love the confidence in Jay. The poke and the bear thing, I was like, oh, no. But you know what? Let's hope for a great game on Saturday night.
Well, initially, I'll admit, for like a few seconds there, I was like, uh-oh, there's their bulletin board material. But then I got to thinking, you know, I've talked about this all on my show for years, that I want the Rocky Mountain Showdown to be a big thing. I want it to be a big event, and it was already going to be big with primetime and what he's doing. Jay Norvell just sprinkled in a little CSU magic in there, too. So I'm entertained by it, Jesse. It's so fascinating.
No, it's highly entertaining, and to watch what happened up there last Saturday, I sat in my hotel room in Houston preparing for my game later that night and watched that entire pregame show, watched the entire game, and as a kid who grew up in the Boulder Valley, went to every CU home game from, say, 1984 to 1996, to see a college campus in Colorado with that much hype and that much fanfare and that much excitement and attention, it's great. It's great for University of Colorado. It's great for Colorado State. The more eyeballs that they can get on this state when it comes to college football, the better. There was a time in the late 1990s where both of these programs were nationally ranked, and they had some clashes, went head-to-head, and you know, had some fantastic Rocky Mountain showdowns for the span of about a decade. If this is what it takes to get all of that back, I'm all in.
Jesse Kurtz joining us from the lead anchor from the Mountain West Network. I love this Friday night game coming up tomorrow night, Jesse. You'll be on the call for this one. Air Force, Utah State, and Air Force 2-0. Sam Houston, I got to give that team credit, man. They're better than I thought. I got a friend of there that played there last year, and he was texting me. He's like, you got to watch out for these guys. It could be tough. Air Force got away, got the dub, 2-0. Good Mountain West battle tomorrow night.
Yeah, let me give credit to Sam Houston State real quick. That team was legit. Defense, I'm telling you what, I wouldn't be, if that defense came into the Mountain West, they might be the best defense. Now, their offense really, really struggled, and Air Force's defense is nationally elite, but their offense was below average. But their defense, if they played in the Mountain West this year, it would be a top three and maybe a top two, and it might be a top one defense in the Mountain West. They were really, really good. So hats off to what they're doing, because they got some serious players on defense. Tomorrow night at the Air Force Academy, much different game, right? I mean, you got a Utah State team that just put up 78 points against Idaho State, and you say, okay, it's against Idaho State. But this is the very same team that took San Diego State in San Diego down to the wire. So it was no pushover. Now, it's not like it's not Boise State, but what they did to them was pretty impressive, and what they're doing on offense with Utah State, they hit you from a long ways out. They had four scoring plays of 40 yards or more. It's really exciting to see them play, and they own a two-game win streak over Air Force. They've kind of been the kryptonite to Air Force over the last couple of years. The loss to Utah State 2 years ago right here at Falcon Stadium in Colorado Springs kept Air Force out of the Mountain West Championship game. And then they went last year, gave up 34 points to Utah State. That's the last time that Air Force has given up more than 21 points in a game. The last
wow.
time. So Utah State has had Air Force's number, and Air Force has a point to prove, I think, with Utah State tomorrow night, and should be a good one.
Yeah, I love that. I love when you get a game that, because I'm, of course, interested in Mount West games, of course, Colorado-specific games with Air Force, but I kind of like having those Friday night games. It sets it apart from the rest of the action going on Saturday. Speaking of Saturday, Jesse, I think there's some big opportunities. Now, like Wyoming, Texas. Texas is a 30-point favorite. Me personally, I look at that and go, show them that you belong is kind of the message I would have. And Wyoming's interesting. I mean, they beat Texas Tech. They did beat Portland State. It was closer than a lot of people thought. So I think they're chomping at the bit just to get back out on the field.
Yeah, two things. I think you're right. You show you belong. You show you don't get pushed around, right? I mean, Texas has the elite of the elite when it comes to recruits, and they've got the facilities to grow that talent into grown men who are excellent NFL-ready football players. So to go there and expect to win outside of that locker room, I don't think anyone really expects that. But if you go there and show you're not pushed around, and the Cowboys certainly have the toughness to do that, I mean, I think that would be a big victory. The bigger victory, right, would be come out of there healthy. You don't want to go in there, get pushed around, and Andrew Peasley's banged up, or some of those fantastic defensive linemen or linebackers, you know, tweak something or tear something. You want to go in there and prove that you can stand toe-to-toe with them. You don't have to go there and win, but make sure you come out of there healthy. And I think there's no reason the Cowboys can't be right in the thick of things all the way through November and possibly find themselves back in a Mountain West Championship game for the first time since 2016.
Yeah, no, be like you. I like that. Don't get pushed around. Go out there with an idea that you can belong on that football field. So that will be interesting to see what they do there. It's Rocky Mountain Showdown weekend. Like we talked about to start the segment, Jesse, it just got a little bit more interesting. I think Primetime responded, too. So, oh, boy. I think he did respond with, it was just going to be a good game. But they done messed around, and what made it personal? So, okay. We figured there'd be something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? Game on. I mean, it makes for great theater. And
yeah, it does.
And those boys love Jay, so they'll go. They will climb any wall in front of them for Jay. Let's hope that starting a freshman quarterback doesn't set this back. But, you know, we've seen some crazy things happen in this matchup, man. I mean, I go back to the 1998 game where Colorado State was by far going into the season the more talented team. I think Sports Illustrated had that as like the number four team in the country preseason. They came into that game, I think maybe 15th in the country. Colorado was unranked, and the Buffs slapped them. I mean, beat them by like four touchdowns. The following year, the roles were reversed. Colorado was the one that was nationally ranked. They ranked 14th, and CSU comes in kind of licking their wounds off of that previous year. They go out and win 41-14. So there's crazy things that happen in this game and in any rivalry, but I saw a stat today, and you may have already shared this, but I think it's worth repeating if you did. The of the last six Rocky Mountain showdowns that featured a nationally ranked team, the last six times a ranked team has entered this, they've lost all six. How about that?
That is insane.
That's unbelievable. And three times it was Colorado State, and three times it was CU. The last six times a team was nationally ranked going into this game, that ranked team lost. So,
well, and Jesse,
there's hope if you're Colorado State fans.
Well, and that's a lot of what we say. You know, we always say the cliche of throw the records out the window, throw the rankings out the window when it comes to a rivalry game, and that's what we need to get back to. Throw the records out, throw the rankings out. These two teams should hate each other in a sense of sports in the purest form. So let's throw all that stuff out.
Well, the reason that you can do that in rivalry games is because if there is a team that is perceived to be significantly overmatched, this game is their season. There's no tomorrow sort of mentality, right? I mean, they've got to pour everything into this game. You win this game, and then say you'll go 4-6 the rest of the way, it probably was a win of a season because you can hang your hat on, yeah, but we were the first to beat Prime and CU. The day that 60 Minutes, the day that Fox Big Noon Pregame, the day that ESPN Game Day, the day that all these national names originated their show from that campus, we went in there and won. I mean, this is kind of one of those, you know, Herb Brooks, USA hockey sort of, you may not beat them, you got one shot in 100, and it might be that one time, but why not today? Why can't today be the 1-10, the 1-50, the 1-100? So Jay will have those guys motivated. Can they stay with them for four quarters? I wouldn't bet against it because of all the stakes that are out there for CSU, and frankly, the stakes that CU stands to lose. Everyone expects them mm-hmm. to run away. The yeah. spectacle's there. So, again, they're overmatched. Let's just be honest about that. This is a team that has a ton of talent in Boulder. They've done a great job. But Jay and his coaching staff will have his guys ready. Can they play for 60 minutes? That will be the challenge.
Yeah, you're right, though. They're expected to win. The Buffs are expected to win. They're expected to win by a lot. So that's two different types of pressure on you this weekend. The other one kind of on my eye here, Jesse, in the Mountain West, San Diego State going up against Oregon State. Oregon State, that's a fun team to watch. I loved watching them last year, and good for them on their side of things, and we'll see what ends up happening with them in the future. But sitting at number 16, so this is going to be another interesting battle, but an opportunity for a Mountain West team in San Diego State.
Yeah, the Beavers are a good team, man. That's another team that, just like we saw Washington State last week against Wisconsin, those two teams have a major point to prove this year. They have the talent to compete in the Pac-12. They have the talent to get to a Pac-12 championship game. And San Diego State has yet to really find their groove so far. Jalen Maiden hasn't quite been the player that he was maybe at the end of the year last year. The offense has really struggled. Defense has still been as good as it has been. It's very elite. But this will be a tough one. The Beavers, for all the reasons that Washington State had when they went into Fort Collins, they take on a Mountain West team. They want to exercise some of that. We are at a higher level. At the same time, this is another chance for, just like Colorado State, San Diego State, to go in there and kind of ruin that fun, ruin that momentum, ruin that narrative, and say, we are right there with you. San Diego State, for the better part of a decade, has been a top 25 team. So to go up there and beat the Beavers, very, very, very tough task, but not unattainable.
Fresno State, Arizona State, final thoughts from you, Jesse. That one, too, that'll be on FS1, 8:30 on Saturday night, and that looks like it's going to be a tight game. Fresno State's a 3-point favorite so far, according to ESPN.
Yeah, the Bulldogs had a little bit of a trip this last week against Eastern Washington. Had to go to overtime to beat the Eagles off of that win against Purdue. So I kind of had that hangover. So don't think for a second that the Bulldogs and Jeff Tedford haven't maybe reset themselves of, hey, you're not as good as you think you are sort of thing. But this is a Bulldog team that has won 11 straight games, the third longest win streak in program history since 1986. And to go down there and beat an Arizona State team, while it's not a great Sun Devil team, like nationally and on paper, that will play well for the Bulldogs in the Mountain West. So to go down there under the desert lights and get a win against the Sun Devils, I don't think that there's any reason that Fresno State can't go down there and really kind of exercise their dominance like they did in West Lafayette a couple of weeks ago against the Boilermakers.
Jesse, always appreciate your insight, man. We can go around the entire Mountain West. You're ready for all of it as the lead anchor of the Mountain West Conference. And, get your sunglasses on, Jesse. It's going to be a good weekend.
Hats on, sunglasses on. Let's go!
Jesse Kurtz, appreciate you, my man. Have a great call tomorrow night. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it.
Jesse Kurtz, lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. Okay, Angel, I just sent it to you. See if you can find it. Dion responds. I text it to you. Dion responds. I know it's easier to send it the other ways, but Primetime did respond. to the comments, and I'm just reading it right now. I haven't heard it yet, but let's see here. This is just so good, man. It's so freaking good. It's juicy as hell. You have everybody into this thing. They are so pumped to see what's going to happen. It might be a blowout. It might be CSU covering. I will note that since Jay Norvell's comments, the spread went from 23.5 to 23. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think you're buying some believers right there, is what I think. Also, get your picks in, because my pick's coming up. Thursday night special. Philadelphia Eagles, Minnesota Vikings. Flying Dutchman says, okay, Flying Dutchman has changed his thoughts on this. Tonight, the Eagles win, but the Vikings cover. No, you text back. Eagles might not even win. Take the Vikings to win outright, is what Flying Dutchman is saying. What say you, hooligans? Text the show on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Did you get it, Angel? Do we have it? Okay, let's hear what Primetime's retaliation is to Jay Norvell's sunglasses thing.
Yes, sir. I'm minding my own business, watching some film, trying to get ready, trying to get out here and be the best coach I could be. And I look up and I read some bull junk that Dan said about us.
Talk to us.
Once again.
Talk to us.
Why would you want to talk about us when we don't talk about nobody? All we do is go out here, work our butts off, and do our job on Saturday. Yes, but when they give us ammunition, they done messed around and made it what?
Personal.
It was just going to be a good game.
And made this shit personal.
They done messed around and made it
personal.
It was going to be a great
time. All right, there's Primetime talking about it. He's responded. It's going to be a good game. It was going to just be a good game, but they done messed around and what? Made it personal. Go ahead and give me some thoughts on the game tonight. I want to get your predictions. Thursday night special. 41 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.